Hi, this is Tony Lloyd. Interviewing people for many years has made me realise that everyone has a life story to tell, be they sad, amazing, or even inspirational. I want to bring as many human stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts.
Human Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Anna Stadler, welcome, and thank you so much for talking to me on Human Stories. It's lovely to see you because we're talking on Zoom. And you're in South Carolina, you just told me, in America, which is fabulous.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me. It truly is an honor.
No problem. No problem at all. It's an honor to have you, actually. Now, you're a young lady who's an actress. I know you do other things as well. Maybe we'll talk about that. But I want to talk to you about your acting career, which I do have a look at you sometimes on social media. I'm not stalking you, don't worry. But you do pop up quite a lot because you're so busy and you seem to always be getting offers of work and what have you. So we'll talk about that as well. But how did the acting start for you when you were younger?
It's actually a funny story because it's funny among all of my family members and the people that know me because I was basically barely able to speak and I was already putting on one act plays and like one person plays and playing like all different characters. So it didn't really come as a shock that I wanted to be immersed in theater right away. So I was into theater all through up until high school. And eventually I came to my acting coach and I was like, listen, I love theater, but I just feel like it's not suited for my skill set. And he was like, well, why not try film and TV? And, it quickly became quite a passion, and I love it. I truthfully love it.
Okay, what's different? I mean, obviously, theatre, you've got the stage and, you know, what do they say, the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd. So there's obviously those physical differences, but to you, why is film and television better for you?
For me, it's better because I'm more of a meek person. And with theater, you have to be big and large and loud. And film and TV is more so just kind of smaller. They can mic you up and you can be fine. There's like a camera right in your face. So it was better suited for me. That and I cannot dance to save my life. And unless you're in like a very specific play, for the most part, Broadway and theater is more dancing and singing. And that's not my skill set, so to speak.
Right. Okay. There's a lot of technicalities with film and television. My company makes films, only little baby ones. But you know, as an engineer and a filmmaker, I know about all the technical aspects of that. Did you have to learn that, or do you just concentrate on acting and doing what the director says?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I think it kind of helps to utilize both, you know, your own aspect and also listening to the director. So I've kind of found that both really helps me, but I guess it really depends on the person.
Mm. Would you like to direct your own work in the future?
I would love to. I think it's so important when you're in the industry, more particular this industry, that kind of to do every little job you can find, because I think every little job is going to help you in the long run with acting. Like directing, I think really helps actors become better because then you know what they're looking for, so to speak. Mm. And I think doing those jobs is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously it's a big team effort as well, isn't it? A lot of behind the scenes stuff going on as well with different trades.
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. So for you, how do you feel personally about when you're acting? Because it's not an easy thing to do, and it's not something that everybody can do, is it? I mean, you know, you have to train for it. You have to learn your lines. You have to learn the movements and everything else. There's a lot involved.
There's definitely a lot involved. I feel like people think actors just get on a stage or get in front of a camera and they just recite lines and that's it. And I found that now that I'm in the industry, there's a lot more to it than even I would have imagined. And like you said, I think it's important to get down the movements and the feel of it and everything like that. And I found that it helps me to, I guess, go on a walk and memorize my lines. I found that that helps me the best, because when I'm moving, it kind of looks crazy from an outsider's viewpoint because it looks like I'm just talking to myself. But I think that's really helped me kind of nail my lines and get them right.
Well, that's a really good tip. When you're actually performing, how do you feel inside though? Do you get a big buzz out of it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely something that I can tell that I'm so enamored with. It's certainly a passion of mine. It's kind of like a thrill every time I get to act in front of the camera. It's very fun. I love it.
Did you go to acting school?
I didn't, actually. I have had training in theater and I've had acting coaches and I'm continuing my training. I didn't go to an acting school. I'm still currently in college, but I chose to go in a different direction in college just because I feel like acting was my career, but I also wanted to have a backup because I'm that kind of like type A, really organized person that just thinks, yes, acting is going to work out. And I try to think positively about it, but I'm like, you know, just in case for that like less than 1% chance it doesn't, I want to have a business degree just because I think that's so different than acting, but I can still utilize it in my acting career. So it's definitely not going to waste.
You are so sensible.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And maybe in the future you could run your own production company.
I would love that. Definitely looking at that in the future. That'd be awesome.
Oh wow, fantastic. Okay, you've done some other stuff as well. You've done some singing and some other sort of performing. I mean, have you given up with that and concentrating on the acting now?
I feel like acting is definitely something that I have my primary focus in, and I kind of like to give all of my time for that. But I do have such a proclivity for everything else involving the industry, whether it's singing or directing, like you mentioned. So I haven't kind of gotten rid of it in general. I still look at it, but acting is just something I love so much. So I try to use all my time for acting. But in the future, I definitely think singing is on the horizon.
Do you think?
I don't want to get rid of it for sure.
I asked this to all the people for the sister podcast Music Stories who are performers and singers. Do you practice in the mirror holding a hairbrush instead of a microphone?
I do. That sounds so cliche, but I honestly do, because who doesn't, you know?
Well, so far everybody has said yes, they do, who I've asked. So that's quite a few people. So you're in good company. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. So we mentioned earlier on that you travel a lot around America and so on. Would you pursue acting in the UK, for example, or other countries in Europe or elsewhere in the world?
Of course. I think I love traveling, and that's why I love this industry so much, is I'm not in one place for a long amount of time. I haven't been out of the country yet to date, so that's kind of on my bucket list. I really, really want to make it out of the country, and I don't really care where. I just want to be out of the country just to kind of travel and see different cultures around the world. I think that's very important to me.
You'll have to come and see us in France. You'll be more than welcome.
I would love to.
Okay. So, as I mentioned earlier, you're in demand a lot, it would seem. You're always saying, oh, I'm doing this and I've auditioned for that and I've got this job and what have you. I mean, you're a busy young actress, aren't you?
I am. being busy.
What do you put that down to? What's the secret?
I think it really depends on the personality type. I'm a workaholic, so that kind of helps. I don't really know like the secret to just staying busy and wanting to stay busy. I feel like you have to want it in order to kind of get it, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like if you're not putting forth all of the effort, you're not going to be busy. That's kind of how I've always seen it. If it were up to me and I could not sleep, I wouldn't. I would just go 24/7 all the time. But obviously that's not healthy, so I don't.
Okay.
I think that's
fair enough. I was going to say, what tips have you got for other maybe young people listening to? Can we mention how old you are?
I'm 19.
Okay. It's always difficult for a gentleman to ask a lady her age. Do you know that? Is that a British thing? I don't know.
No, I think that's universal.
Is it? Oh, good. Because, okay, so you're 19 and you're already successful, which is awesome. So what advice would you give to a young man or woman who's listening to this right now? What advice would you give to them about trying to get on in the acting business and the film industry?
It sounds so cliche, but I've always said this. I think it's so important to truthfully just never give up, because you're going to hear so many no's and it's going to be so disheartening. I read a statistic a little while back that said you're going to audition 150 to 200 times and like when you very start out before you get a yes. And I think that just sounds so discouraging, but truthfully, it's the way it is. You're going to hear more no's and you're going to hear yeses. But I think you're going to feel this like absolute triumph when you finally hear that one yes, that it's going to kind of overcome everything. All those no's are just not going to matter anymore. But never giving up is just so important in life in general, not even in this industry.
Yeah, good advice. Yeah, it is a cliche, but it's very true, as you say, absolutely. And it can be disheartening, can't it? I remember somewhere in the dungeon, as we call it, which is the storeroom underneath the house, there's a box with, I would say, 100 rejection letters from radio stations around the UK who said, I'm not good enough. And then and then all of a sudden one said, yes, here's the job. And then I've been in it for 40 years plus.
There you go.
And so, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, some people would totally disagree. That I'm not right. That I'm good enough, but I got away with it. But yeah, it can be really disheartening, can't you, when you get all those rejection notes?
Right, for sure. And I think some people get those rejections and they're like, "Oh, I'm not going to be good enough." But it's important to just kind of look in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, do you believe in fate as well? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
I do. I'm a firm believer in that. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Now, can you say what's on the horizon for you acting-wise? I mean, you know, sometimes you have to sign a secrecy thing, don't you? What's it called? A non-disclosure agreement.
I have a couple of projects that I can't speak about, but I have some that I can. So that's exciting. Sometime in the summer, I'm filming something called Amp Studio. And it's very suspenseful, and it has people like craving more and wanting more. And I love doing projects like that. That's something that I'm super excited about. And I already have created like such a family with that cast and crew. So I just feel like when you create a family with them, it's already going to be wonderful. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, and I agree. If you can get on with everybody on the set, then it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? And I'm excited about the ones you can't talk about, because that sounds really exciting. If you're not allowed to talk about them, then, wow, that's going to be awesome. I'll tell you what, you'll have to come back on. We'll have another chat when you can talk about them. If you'd like to, yeah, then we'll find out. How do people follow you? What's the best? Have you got a website or Instagram? What's the best place for people to look at you?
I do have an Instagram and abundance of other social media accounts. On my Instagram, it's official Anna Stadler. I post more, I guess, work-related things on there. I have a Facebook at just Anna Stadler, and that's more so kind of, it's fun and work, because I try to have like a happy balance between the two. I'm a real person, you know, I don't want to just throw work in everybody's faces. Yeah. And then you can also see me on IMDb at Anna Stadler as well.
Of course, you're a professional actress. You have to be there. That's brilliant. Anna, thank you so much for talking to me. You are, as I thought you would be, very inspirational, so hardworking, very sensible. And thank you very much for talking to me. I'm sure people listening to this will be inspired by what you've had to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Human Stories is a free podcast with no fees paid to contributors, in the hope that they'll inspire or help others. Get in touch if you have a story to tell. If you or your organization would like a professional podcast series to reach your own audience, or if you'd like training so you can do it yourself, I can help. Go to TonyLloydRadio.com.
Human Stories with Tony Lloyd.